Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Good morning. Happy day 89 of the program. Also, happy Friday. Okay, so here we are. Lots of feels about the end of the program. Some of you are feeling a little nervous. Some of you are super excited because you love where you are at. Some of you may be feeling a little like life got in the way and you weren't able to show up in the way that you wanted to when you started the program and this process. Let me just tell you, that's totally normal. I have sat with so many people over the years who sat me down and were like, this is my time. This is my time. I've set aside this time. This is for me. And then sure enough, life smacks them in the face. It's just how it is. And with the Living Method, it's no different than any other diet that you've done. You start it, and then you just keep doing it until you reach your goal. And you also do it while life gets in the way. The only difference is with the Living Method, really, there's a lot of things that you, there's a lot of balls that you're juggling. There's a lot of things that you're focusing on, hitting all your meals and snacks, being consistent, doing the things as opposed to just counting, weighing, and measuring. But we all know where that gets us anyway at the end of the day. Great conversation at the beginning of the week with Dr. Dina Kara Schaefer, talking about the feels that we can have at the end of the program for so many reasons. If you haven't had an opportunity to check that out, I highly suggest that you do. It was a good one. So I'm here today. I'm in Mexico. Hopefully you guys can see me just fine, hear me just fine. Some technical issues yesterday with our segment with Tanya, but she was amazing. Thank you to all of you who were so kind and just kind of rolling with it. It's not the way I'd like to end a program, with some technical issues. Also, when I have such an amazing guest like Tanya, I want to make sure, you know, we have a great segment. But that's just kind of what happens. Anyway, you guys got questions, let me know. You are describing my life right now. Too much crazy going on. Yeah, I was just, it was at Suzanne. I saw Suzanne's comment this morning, I guess, with her mom, and talking about how she's just, you know, she's happy that she's able to show up for herself even when life is smacking you in the face. And that's the whole thing with this program, is learning to prioritize yourself and not feel guilty about that. And, you know, just learning to understand that, you know, you may have things that you want to do, but life gets in the way, but it's still okay to reserve some space for yourself. I don't know about you, but I've had a lot of mom guilt over the years, and a lot of guilt about prioritizing myself. Because like everybody else, I'm really low on the list. And, you know, sometimes we can't do the things that we want to do in the way that we want to do them, but it's still worth doing the little bits that you can do. It adds up and makes a big difference. All right, let me get to your questions here. Happy Friday. Can't believe this is the end of the program. So many feels, but so happy and proud I've made it this far. Can't wait for the spring and summer with all of you wonderful peeps. Okay, so a couple questions. You guys had the book. We just sent it to the editor yesterday. Yay! So the book is going to be ready probably next week. So it goes to the editor. We'll get it back on Monday. If everything is good to go, we upload it to Amazon, and it should be ready sometimes 24 hours, sometimes it takes 3 days after that, but we will send out emails and we'll be sure to let you guys know. So we'll post in the new group when it's available as well. We'll post on social media when it's available, and we'll also send out emails and let you know. Usually after that, it gets delivered super quick. And so you should be able to have it. So questions about the book that I get is, can you use the same book? Like, can you use the winter program book? Next group, absolutely. It's the same base information. In fact, what we've done with the new book is that we've turned it into one book. So we put all the seasonal tweaks into that one book. We've lined it up with our groups and sort of what we call our master schedule, and in the order that we roll out all of the posts. So we're going to have one book, and then I'm going to be working on, it's not going to be ready yet, but I'm going to be working on a workbook that goes along with it, that we're going to roll out group to group to group. So we're going to have one book moving forward, because group over group over group, we've been working on the book and kind of just just updating the information, refreshing the information, because a lot of it's just piecemeal. I've been going for like 21 groups and haven't really had an opportunity to sit back and look at the book and be like, okay, what are we keeping? What needs to be refreshed? What are we adding? We've learned a lot over 21 groups. So a big overhaul was done in the fall. So if you have the fall or the winter book, you probably don't need the new spring and summer book. I mean, unless you want the new book. And then we're going to keep that book out for like the next year. So hopefully that'll be good to run. And then obviously if we have any new posts, which we are planning some new posts, we will turn them into PDFs in the group. So if you want to print them out, you can do that. The app will keep working right through your 91 days. Although when we're done the program, the Libby AI shuts off. The minute you are done the 91-day program, if you click complete in the app, it's going to turn into a general tracker. So if you want to keep using the app in between groups, you can totally do that. You can still track all the things you're doing. Obviously, it doesn't have the AI and it doesn't guide you through the program. It has all the options for you to click off in terms of what you're eating. So all the breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner. It's even got bonus snacks in there if you want. And so you can still track everything. You will not lose your data. So the data will be, all the stuff that you collected will be in the winter program in the app. And then you unlock the spring summer program in the app. So you don't have to download the app again. It's the same app, your same login code. The only thing is you're unlocking the spring summer app, spring summer program in the app. I'm a little slow today. I had tequila last night, a little bit of tequila last night. So that's the book. So we have a new one coming out. The app, you just download the new program in the app. There's a whole new Facebook group. So you don't have to leave this group because you can still have access to all the information. We do archive it though, and we stop answering questions on Monday. So team will be here right through till Sunday at 7 p.m. And then we archive the group, but you can still come in and access the information, watch the videos, read whatever you want to read. For those of you who are behind in the program, it's not like it shuts down, you can't see it anymore. All the information will be in the group. So there's that. And then we have a whole new group which will connect to the new program in the app. I think that's everything. We can hear and see you perfectly. Oh, hi Judy. Hello. Hi. I said to Tony, we have to move down here. I live here now. There we are. Hi, Elsie. Hope you're having fun in our home country. It's beautiful. Oh my gosh. Good morning, friends. Hi, Debbie. I got a bit sidetracked, but got myself right back in it at the end, and doesn't end for me at day 91 every day to live the Libby way. Yeah. So many of you got sidetracked or had to take a step back from following for whatever reasons. Totally normal. Like, we have people sign up for the spring summer program who can't actually start it until we're already a few weeks in. They're away on holidays. They got other stuff going on. Remember, really, it's about you and your journey. If you are following behind, make sure you reach out and you ask as many questions as you need to be super clear this weekend. The team is working all weekend long. You can ask as many questions as you need. Those of you, seen a lot of people reaching out and talking about not seeing the results that they wanted to, they don't know why. So there's a couple things going on. First of all, you're going to want to post your answers to your 20 questions. So the maximizing post, remember we used to talk about maximizing every day, and that maximizing checklist, pull it out, go through it, give us some extensive answers, like tell us what's going on and we can help you figure out. And at the very least, that'll help set you up for success if you're coming back with us in April. Also, you might want to go back and watch that segment with Dr. Paul for reasons why your weight might be slower to move. I would actually add on top of that the whole sleep series that we did with Dr. Beverly, Alana, and Dr. Alinka, plus the hormone conversation that we talked a lot. We had the hormone conversation with Dr. Alinka as well. And just kind of like, it's great to, now that you're not in it and it's coming to an end, it's a great idea to kind of reflect back and be like, okay, what did I do? What was working really well? What are some areas I can focus on next time? What could be going on? Do I have hormonal issues? Do I have inflammation? Is it stress? Like, what is it that's going on? So don't just be like, oh, forget it and start fresh. Use the time in between to kind of get investigative about what you think might be going on. And like I said, you have another couple days. Post your answers to your 20 questions. We're happy to take a look. I am wearing my Let That Shit Go shirt that my friend made for me. I need one of those. All right. Good morning, everyone. Love hearing the tropical birds from snowy Calgary. Happy last live. Oh, don't even say that. It is the last live today. Oh my gosh. That's right. Okay. So Tony and I, though, are going to come back on Sunday at 10 o'clock your time because we're running an hour behind. It's only 8 o'clock here. And we're going to share the results of the survey. So this is actually pretty cool. We kind of do like the average of how much people lose, you know, what non-scale victories, how people are feeling after the program. So Tony sits down with all the information and kind of like we put together a list of kind of some really fun stats. So that's going to be 10 on Sunday. It's going to be me and Tony. So if you want to come hang out with us on Sunday, maybe we'll have some margaritas and we'll go over the stats. Thank you to everyone too, who took time to fill out the survey. It honestly means the world to us. We really want to, it's good lighting here, eh? So now you can see my, this is what my face looks like. Happy Friday, everyone. Had a doctor's appointment yesterday, and she was pleased with my progress. The doctor was the one that told me about the program. So glad the Living Method is part of my journey to be the healthiest me. So that is probably the biggest, like, that's probably the best. I mean, I love hearing when you guys reach your weight loss goals. Obviously, that's really mean. We're here to help you lose weight. But when people start sharing the results and or you're able to go see your doctor, and you get like good news and you're actually able to make tangible improvement. That's huge. I love that. That's huge. Non-scale victory. Hubby says, stop losing your bum. Julie thought my back is smoother. I love my non-scale victories. They keep me going. Hi, Christy. Hello, hello. You know what's also great is all of our amazing Spill the Tea guests segments. If you are looking for something to watch or something to do over the break, maybe go back and listen to all those Spill the Tea. So here's what I get a lot too, is that people will miss the kind of, you know, they miss the time that they're spending in the group. So I always say what you miss probably is the routine. And this is a great opportunity. Like maybe if you sat and you watched the live every morning at 9 a.m., go for a walk. Like go download one of our podcasts, go for a walk, switch up your routine a little bit. It's a great time to do that. Kind of fill this space that you would normally reserve with watching this, unless of course you're at work or you can't. But I find going for a walk and keep that routine going. This is a good test as well in terms of like you've worked through some old habits, you know, and you created some new ones. Are you going to fall back into those old habits? What's going to happen in the break? You're going to have an opportunity to really learn about where you're at and how all your hard work has paid off. Okay, let's see if I can get what's going on here. You look so rested, Gina. Ah. Thank you. I'm really away because it's been a stressful year and I feel like if we didn't get some downtime, I was going to have a heart attack. My kids, I adore them, but they have been super high maintenance this year, obviously, rightfully so. So it's been a lot to be around them because I'm constantly worried about when one's okay, another one's not okay. So after losing their dad, if you don't know, which I talk about it all the time, but their dad died last year. And so we got married. So we were in Mexico this time last year. So we got married last year at this time. So we're here for, it's our anniversary today. Thanks for all your well wishes. I posted my wedding video on Instagram. Oh my God. It's like, I can watch it a million times, but I haven't really had an opportunity to really, I don't want to say like enjoy being married, because I've enjoyed being married, but it was a rough first year of marriage for us. Not personally, but life-wise, there was a lot going on. So with juggling the four kids and everything that we have going on, we really need to get away. So we are just hanging out, just kind of trying to rest. So I think I think the rested look comes when you are not sleeping in your house with your 10 kids and your two dogs and your cat and then your toilet overflowing and your roof leaking and you know all those things. I think that's what that's from. Okay, here we go. Snow in Alberta, a bit like my weight this past year, up and down and up and down. I'm going to show up no matter what the weather. I need the spring program like the flowers need the sun. Okay, so coming back next group, what you want to do, like I said, even if you're doing really well, take stock of where you're at, because when you come back, you want to be in the mindset that you are starting fresh. I mean, you can look at it as continuation of your journey, and or you can look at it as a fresh start. I've learned that fresh starts are actually a good thing. But you have to understand that your body is probably not going to respond in the same way that it did last time, and you don't even want it to. And sometimes what happens is people get stuck on what they did in the previous group and then just try to do the exact same thing again in the next group. And of course, you want to maximize, you do all, want to do all the things, like do the exact same things in terms of following the program and the guidelines. But you really want to look at it from where you are at now, because you're bringing a whole new body to the table, not just physically, but also mentally. So for example, when it comes to portion sizes, when we reset with the program again in another couple weeks, so you follow it exactly the same way, but if this is your second time around, you're gonna maximize the crap out of it from the get. So you're gonna immediately start asking those four questions, you're gonna immediately start maximizing. Different time, different season. This is where you want to be in tune, especially as the weather starts to warm up, the sun does shine, the days are longer, and the temperature rises. You might be more inclined to add more fruit, for example. So you can still focus on protein for breakfast, but add some fruit in there. You know, focus maybe on some fruit at lunch. If you're having a salad, you might lighten up, have more greens. If you did kind of heavier, you know, if you did like more soups or stews or that type of thing, you want to lighten that up a little bit. You can add some, you know, fruit to your dinner, grilled pineapple or whatever. So this is where you want to be in tune. That's that different season to season to season. It's not like it's a new program, same base information, but the way you want to approach it each time is going to be a little different. Maybe you drank, you know, 3 liters of water last time. Maybe with the warmer temps, you're going to need 4 liters this time. Or maybe you drank 5 in the winter time because you had your fireplace and your internal heat up and was super dehydrating. And now you only need 4 liters of water. So it's really about being super in tune to that. So if you haven't done it yet, I would go and check out the Fresh Eyes post. You can search it in the app. You can also search it in the group and then just give it a read. We're going to post it again, obviously, in the first couple of weeks of the program once we get started. But I would definitely go back and revisit that. It's our last Friday for the group. Hands up. We did it. Libby Losers. We showed up for ourselves. We did. Yes, we did. Good morning. Hi, Liz. I was inspired yesterday and went through some old clothes. Another pile to put in the attic. Felt great to find new sizes to wear in my old clothes. So if you got clothes, but first of all, Tanya was amazing yesterday. Like I said, props to her. She was great. I'm going to do a whole, like, you know, when she talked about that capsule collection, I don't know about you guys, but trying to find 8 shirts, I find really daunting. I've actually done a segment with her before where I think she showed us this. It might be on our YouTube page, but I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm going to have her do a segment where she can show that and show us how to put together pieces, because, man, I got so much stuff in my closet that I never wear, I swear. But what I was saying is if you are waiting until you are a certain weight to try on clothes that used to fit you, pull them out sooner rather than later, because you might be surprised that those clothes are actually, they'll fit you now, because if you lose any more weight, they might be too big. We hear this all the time, because again, right, like 20 pounds on the Livy method is like 40 pounds on another diet, because your body's doing so much changing and you're changing dress sizes. So if you're waiting till you hit like 160 to try those shorts on and you're sitting at 170, 180, I would go try those shorts on, because before you know it, they're not going to fit you anymore. How do we feel about that? Do you guys go, you clean out your closets or your nerve? There's so many places you can donate to, especially if you have, like, there's a lot of women's shelters where they are looking for nice clothes to help donate for job interviews and whatnot. There's so many great services out there. So you don't just have to take them to Goodwill or to Value Village or whatever. If you're looking, if you got some really nice clothes, you can also go to consignment stores as well. So you want to make some money off your clothes, and that can help pay for new clothes. Also, you know, there is stores like my kids crush it. I love Value Village. So if you're looking for to pick up some clothes that you're looking maybe for some better quality, but you don't want to buy new stuff, going to some place like Value Village can be really great. And that way you can, you know, pick up some new clothes. And then by the time you've lost weight, you don't feel bad about the fact you spent all this money on your clothes. Shared some great tips yesterday. A workbook. Cool. What's the difference between a workbook and a journal? Probably the same thing. So I've been working on a journal workbook for a while, a place that you can track on paper. So just like the app, so you would click through, same thing, no counting, no weighing, no measuring, but you're able to click off all of the food choices that you've had, your water, but more of a journal in the sense that you have more space to write. I hate when people have like paper trackers and the squares are like this big and you can't actually write anything in there. And I think the difference between our Living Method app would be the journaling part of it for people who really like writing as opposed to typing it out. I mean, I think that you can use all of the resources, but if you, and some people aren't into the app, but they want to be able to track, or they're journaling and it's just a more structured way to journal. So I worked on one, oh my gosh, I think like probably early in the program, like group number 4 or 5 maybe. And I designed this beautiful like colored journal. And then when I went to go print it, it was like $125, because when you use colored, like when you use colors, it jacks up the price. So it ended up being ridiculously expensive. And at the time the program was $60. So I was like, I can't sell a journal for like twice the price of the program. So I kind of shelved it for a bit. And so once I got this new book done, I'm going to start working on a journal. I might get it out, but I might get it out in the next couple of weeks, but I can't guarantee that. I can't guarantee this. You have to see what happens. My team's pretty busy at the end of every group, getting ready for the next group. So I just didn't want to pile more work on top of them with this new journal, but that's what I'm thinking. And so if you have any ideas or things that you'd like to see, like a place where you can write out supplements, a place where you can track pretty much anything you want to track, but more of a like prompts with like how you're feeling, especially when it comes to your hunger levels. Like, are you hungry for breakfast? How are you feeling? How did you feel after you ate? That type of journaling is what I'm kind of going for. Also the feels. And then also I want to put in prompts like from our guests, especially Dr. Beverly and Dina, some great prompts, some good quotes. So that's what I'm working on. So that's how it'll be different. Down to my lowest low in 7 years. Hi, Mary Ellen. That's amazing. I love that. Good morning, Victoria. I just got home from the surgeon and made the live only a few minutes late. Hello. Hi. Hi, Dave. Gina's sales team and marketing is screaming for her to stop telling people they don't need the book. If Tony's probably in there pacing, what the fuck is she doing? I know. I can't. Right?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I have this thing, I can't lie. I was just joking with my mom. My mom was like, I got into sales when I used to work in gyms. So a lot of what I do is based off like what I like selling in gyms. And I think I do the opposite. So I worked in a gym, and in gyms we did like pressure sales, like, you know, whoever came in, oh, and how are you feeling? And well, you should sign up today. Well, what if my husband, I got to talk to my husband. I'm like, well, your husband's going to love it if you get in shape. And like, I had a rebuttal for everything. It was so gross. And then with gyms, what they want you to do is sell memberships, but then they don't want you to come. And so I'd always like get to hear the person's story. And then because I was also a personal trainer, I would want to help them. So then I would call them and be like, hey, you haven't been in. And I remember the gym was like, stop doing that. We don't want people to actually come into the gym. And I was like, what are you talking about? Of course we do. This is why I sold them a membership, so they can come in and they can work out and they can do whatever they wanted to do. So yeah, that whole like sales thing. And then when we'd take money out of their account and I'd be like, oh, I'd tell someone, I'm like, oh, I think your membership's coming. Oh my God, it's been a year. Your membership's coming up. They'd pull me in the office and they're like, what are you doing? You don't want to remind people that their membership, we just keep taking money out of their account. So I think from that, I got a really bad taste of sales. And I don't know. I think it's just something where also there was a time I got my car repossessed. Because after Lester was sick, after my ex was sick, because he was sick, like his sickness started 10 years ago and he couldn't work. He got so sick, he almost died. And that's why he was on dialysis and all of that over the years. And we lived on a lake, like in a little tiny little cottage on the lake, rented the house, didn't own it. I'd love to have owned it, but rented this little cottage on the lake by the trailer park that I worked at. I taught yoga and whatever, which was great. That kept me afloat, but not enough to pay the bills. And our studio at the time was like a half hour away. And we couldn't work because I had to take care of him, and then he couldn't work. And then, so it was a bit of a disaster in that sense. And then, so we got our car repossessed. We got months behind in rent. And there were times like I legit was wondering how we're going to feed our kids. And I think just having been through that, I'm very cognizant of money. And also, just because you don't have money doesn't mean that you don't work hard, doesn't mean that you're not a good person, doesn't mean anything, just means that you're struggling financially. And obviously all of that has changed. And now, and so I think sometimes like I'm nervous about not having money. I never want to have that feeling again. So I think that's where that comes from. So that's why I don't want people feeling like, I mean, if you want to pick up a new book, pick up a new book. I love that. It's a fresh new start, fresh new book. I write the crap out of my, same thing with the cost of the program. Like I want to make it affordable, and nothing bugs me more than when I see people who are, you know, charging, like, I don't know. Like I think things are expensive these days, and what shouldn't be expensive is your health and wellness should be the thing that's not expensive. But anyways, I'm going on and on. So that's where that comes from. A little bit about me. A little bit about me. I'm the worst. So do the Living Method. You may or may not lose weight. You don't have to buy any of their resources. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Can't believe we have reached 80 day 89 already. Congratulations to us all for making it this far. Here's to keeping strong over the break. See everyone April 22nd. Thanks Gina and team for a great program. Enjoy your vacation. Thank you very much. I will. My son got married a couple of days ago. I ate lots of bites of bits and enjoyed it all. I'm not home, so don't have my scale, but for the one here shows a couple pounds up, which I expected as I'm getting in tune with my body. Hooray for me, away from home until next week. Okay. So we get this a lot in the maintenance group where we hear people who are maintaining their weight. They go away on vacation, come back. This is kind of like an opportunity, like this 2 weeks break in between this is to really kind of test the waters in terms of what you've learned, where you're at, when you don't have that structure every day. So personalize the plan, back on track, use back on track, especially after a vacay or holiday. It's just as simple as that. Do it for as many days as you need. Your weight will come right back down, although you don't want to wait until your weight comes back down. Couple days till you're feeling your best and move it along. And that's how it's going to be. Not just when you're losing weight, not just when you're maintaining your weight, but it's no different. So I'm going to, same thing. I'm going to come back from vacation, and if I need to, I'm going to get back on track. Although I think I am eating pretty good. I'm not really drinking a whole lot. I joked that I had tequila last night, but then I really had a lot of tequila. I didn't have a lot of tequila. It's just I haven't drank in a really long time. So a little bit of tequila went a long way. But other than that, I'll probably just drink water today. They got beet juice, which I love. I'm trying to make good, healthy choices. We haven't been to the gym yet, but we're going to start going. Probably not today, but tomorrow I'll show you the gym. Gym's great here. Hi, Pamela Woods. You said a bunch of stuff on your Instagram story too. So now you have to tell all. Spill the beans. I did. So the team's got a fun announcement coming out in the next couple days. We have been working on some really cool stuff. All I got to say is I love all of your guesses, and I can pretty much say that we are working on all of them. Some of you, there's some big ideas in there. And so, like I said, they may or may not be in the works. You're going to have to go to my Instagram to find out what I said. Yeah, we're working on some super fun stuff, especially for our 25th group. So some things take a while to plan, which is why we're already planning a year out, but we have some fun stuff, in the works. Yeah. So yeah, you have to go to my Instagram account to find out. Hopefully not one tequila, two tequila, three tequila floor. I might have been in bed and sleeping by 8:15 last night. So Tony tells me. Hi, Natalie. Still here, finishing with more confidence and ready for the next round. Oh, I love that. Yes, that's okay. That's how I want. What time is it? I probably have to get going. So make sure you're confident. Or make sure you feel confident in next steps before you leave this weekend, before we finish this weekend. Reach out as often as you need. Make sure you let us know if you have any questions. Seriously, what diet makes you feel this good and so bad when it's over? Can't wait for the next program. Yeah, someone said that the other day. They're like, is it weird that I'm sad that my diet is ending? I feel the same way. So can we just... I started strong, got lost last few weeks, had to put our dog asleep Wednesday, just need to get back on, signed up for the next session, still down 15 pounds, not giving up. Oh my gosh. Yeah, sorry, that's really sad. So first of all, get signed up for the next program. If you haven't done that yet, make sure you get signed up, reach out, ask as many questions as you need to feel super confident in next steps. Make sure you have downloaded the app, make sure you get into our Facebook support group, make sure you set yourself up for success for a next group. So many people sort of got set back a little bit. So if you missed it, I was just talking about how the app will still take you through the 91 days. So if you are behind the group, you have a couple options. So you can take this group right to the very end, 91 days, and then restart the spring summer program late if you want, or take it as far as you can get it, and then you're still going to want to and then reset with us on day one of the next spring summer program. Who's this? Colleen. Hi. As I end my winter weight loss session program, I am so proud of myself. Can't wait for the spring group. I just wanted to say thank you to my coach, Gina Livy. Aw. And Livy Losers, I am 30 pounds down. Not to mention, I chose to start really practicing self-care, and I began prioritizing myself again since January. Aw, I love this so much. So, obviously, we get a lot of thank yous at this time, and you know, at the end of the program, I want to take a minute and thank all of you for showing up with me for the last 89 days. You know, I kind of go through a bit of a journey myself each group, and I learn a lot. I learn a lot by the comments and the questions and the conversations that we have, even though I'm just kind of talking to myself on the other side of the camera. But I do want to take a serious minute here and really say a massive thank you to everyone who did comment, ask a question, engage in the group. We always talk about how we have the best community. And what you don't know, and I say this every time at the end of this group, is there are thousands of people who never ask a question, they never comment, but that doesn't mean that they're not still part of the community. And I've heard from enough of them that they feel part of the community because of the people like you that take the time to ask the questions. Because if you have a question, there's probably a thousand other people who have the same question, but for whatever reason, maybe they're not, you know, participating, or they're nervous, or whatever that is. When you share, especially when we're sharing how we're feeling and we're being really real and honest in the way that we're showing up, people can really relate to that. and connect with that. And what I have learned is that the right thing said at the right time can make or break someone's journey. They could be hanging on by the skin of their teeth, and then you make a comment that resonates with them, or, you know, you ask a question that maybe they were nervous to ask, or you have some sort of share. And, you know, that just, that's that, those few words just keep that person going. I've heard it enough to know that it is just so true. So I just wanted to take a second and just thank you. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Off for sick leave for 3 more weeks, if not longer. Short-term dis. Kimberly, oh my gosh, you've had such a go. Well, I'm going to send you lots of love and well wishes. For sure. I feel like my students trying to catch up on all the things I've not been doing but need to pass the exam. Right? I hear that. You did great. You did great. As long as you showed up, you can't mess it up, honestly. There is a lot that you can get caught up on. If you are behind, like I said, reach out. I'm up 3 pounds this week. I'm blaming it on volleyball as I was wickedly strenuous. So I'm assuming inflammation and oops, had fries for dinner, but back on track. It happens. And yes, if you're working out and you start moving your body and your body is sore, that you're for sure your weight's going to be up. All right. I don't want to go. I didn't realize it was the birds in the background. I was looking around my office to see where the mouse was. That's hilarious. Right on cue. I'll see what this is. Where my, this is my view. Oh, you can probably see it. Let me see it. My, that's my little, I'm sitting right there. Can you see? We have like a little, I like a swim out. First of all, I'm grateful we get a swim out, but I always swim. So that's my workout. And so because of my back, I can't actually go for long walks on the beach. Dr. Tam told me that I couldn't go for long walks on the beach because of my back. But one of the things I can do is swim. I can't swim front, but I can do the floaty swim thing on the back. So it's been nice. But normally when I'm on vacation, we try to get a swim up because I like to do, like I have, I like the like during the day stuff, but I always like to go for at least an hour swim before dinner. So then I go out and I feel like I'm awake. And so that's what I do. Anyway, where was I? I'm procrastinating. I gotta go. I missed the entire program before this one, even though I signed up. I'm excited to watch all the check-ins and the lives. Yeah. Yeah. They're all there for you. Question. Are there any cozies in the giveaway this time? We have two, but the cats continually claim them both and asleep. Sleeping cannot be deserved. There are. So we did the giveaway. So enter the couple things. Fill out the survey. Please take time to fill out the survey. You can win an iPhone 15. That's Tony's idea. We're doing an ultimate Livy Loser prize pack giveaway. There are cozies. There is swag. There's all the stuff. So you can also enter to win. I think all you have to do is tell us why you like what being a loser means to you, I think. So do that. What else? What else? What else? Follow us over on social media. If you don't follow us over on socials, Instagram, Facebook, we're going to do a lot of posting in between groups over there. If you did sign up, make sure you download the, make sure you use your code to unlock, not download the new app, unlock the app. If you didn't use the app this time and you're coming back in April, I highly suggest you use the app. It's so easy to use. What else? Get yourself into the Facebook support group if you haven't done that yet, because everyone waits to the last minute and then literally we have to let thousands of people in. So you might not get in time for the start. So don't procrastinate on that. Get yourself signed up. I think that's it. Looking forward to spring. It's so much better. Weather is nicer. Exercise is easier. I don't have many late nights with hockey. Okay. So wait, did you say I'm going to kill it en route to maintenance? Spring is such a great time. This time is such a great time to lose weight because you notice you got more of a spring in your step. Your body is giving you more energy and your body is going to look to get rid of the fat that it would have stored over the winter time, even though you didn't store fat in the winter time because you're focused on losing it. Your body still looks at it like that, especially as your vitamin D levels start to rise. So now you might notice, especially with those portions, that you need more food if your metabolism is higher and you're putting out more energy. So be in tune to those portions, especially during the breaks. So ask those 4 questions, eating just enough, right? So that you're feeling satisfied and not stuffed 10, 15 minutes later. Ask those 4 questions. Remember the 1 egg, 3 egg rule. One day you might need 1 egg. The next day, 3 eggs. So that doesn't change. You might notice that your portions are on the smaller side right now, but you want to be open to your portions being larger, because it's not about keeping them small. It's about making sure you're in tune to your body's needs, and especially this time of year, because we do tend to be more active and your body's giving you more energy. You might notice that you actually need more food rather than less. I'm trying to think of all the things and tell you all the things that I need to tell you, but I think we are, I think we're good. I hear you, Gina. I'm going to dig in. Weight hasn't changed all year. I got blood work this week, so maybe more is going on. I've been stressed and feeling inflammation. Yeah. Reach out in the group. Watch those videos, 4 reasons weight's slower to move. The sleep one, if you didn't watch the sleep series, honestly, that was one of the big themes and takeaways from this group, was how important sleep is. Even I was like, okay, we need to put way more emphasis on sleep, also on stress. I got a new guest expert that I'm going to be introducing coming on. He's going to talk about stress in the next group, but watch that sleep series, because it's beyond just sleep. It's the way sleep messes with your hormones. It's the way sleep messes with your digestive system and how your body utilizes food when you're tired as opposed to when you are not tired. There's a lot that's going on there, and you think sleep is like whatever. Sleep and stress, especially those two things, and then you add any type of hormone issue, and I don't just mean like menopause, perimenopause. We're talking insulin, we're talking cortisol, we're talking your leptin, your ghrelin, all your hormones. It's pretty interesting how it all works together. Remember Dr. Linka talked about this, it's all the symphony. And so when a couple instruments are off, your body can be all wonky. So look into that. Also, you know what I think is a great idea too, when you're going to your doctor, is make a list of all the things that you are focusing on. Sometimes we go to our doctors and our doctor's like, well, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, but you're generally, people who go see their doctor are not doing the work that you are doing. So you should write down the things that you're doing. If you have been working on stress and sleep, and because a lot of times doctors will be like, well, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, not really understanding all the hard work that you're putting into actually making change and be as healthy as possible. Okay, I gotta go, you guys. Totally procrastinating. So last live of the group, thank you so much for joining me over the last 89 days of the program. I hope that you are super proud, super excited of all the hard work you put into this process. I'm hoping it has paid off for you. No doubt it has. Did I not tell you, just being here at the end of the program was the feels? Celebrate and Inspire post. Oh my goodness. I'm slowly making my way through them. I like to read all of them. There's a lot on there. If you haven't done that yet, go check out the Celebrate and Inspire post. Add yourself to the list. Even if you're just like, I'm proud I showed up, I am here at the end. You don't have to share how much you've lost or didn't lose. You don't have to post a before and after. If you got them, great. We love seeing them. Also, if you do post before and afters or any photos, we will not take them. We will not use them in advertising or anything like that. We won't post them on social media. So it's a safe place to put it out there. Although if we are interested, we will reach out, we'll ask, but we'll ask for permission. So you can post on there. What else? I think that's it. Enter the survey, the giveaway, post on the Celebrate and Inspire post. Ask as many questions as you need this weekend. Join Tony and I on Sunday. We're going to be sharing the results of the survey. Make sure you're in the new group. Make sure you've signed up for the new group if that's your plan, or you've gotten into maintenance. Same thing. So maintenance is the same thing. You register, you use that code. You don't have an app to use for maintenance, like not a guided program, an app, but you can. The app will turn into a general tracker after the 91 days. So you can use the app. I think that's it. I gotta go. Well, thank you. Have an amazing rest of your day. Have a great weekend. I will see you on Sunday. I also might do some lives. When I get back, I gotta get a gum surgery. Yay! So I'm gonna be out for a few days, but I probably will do a few lives, maybe in between, over on my public page or in the new group. So if you are not in it or not following and you wanna catch up with me somewhere, I might be around doing that. Okay, now I gotta go. Okay, have an amazing day, everyone. Thank you so much for putting your faith in us here at The Living Method. Thanks for joining me over the last 89 days. I've had a lot of fun. I've learned a lot. I am so grateful for you. From Mexico, over and out. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.